My brothers and sisters in Christ, this marches in like a lion, right? So pray for everybody moving safely through the snow today or staying home. We thank God for the gift of the moisture always in North Dakota because we know that we need it. And today we continue our Lenten practices, even though we might be free from school, might be free to do what we want instead. We continue to do our Lenten practices, especially to pray and to do what we can to repent. The people are gathering in the crowd around Jesus because they wanted to see signs. They thought, well, maybe we can see one of the miracles, or maybe he'll do something astounding, and we can watch with our own eyes and then be able to talk to others about it. And Jesus says that there's something wrong with that attitude. He says, this generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign. But no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. What's the sign of Jonah? The sign of Jonah is repentance. The whole city of Nineveh didn't see any miracle. There was nothing astounding that they got to see. All they heard was one guy walking through town saying, repent. And it changed the whole town. It changed everyone's hearts. This is the power of repentance. This is what we should be seeking. Repentance, not some show of miracle. What would really be powerful to be seen in the world today? Nothing less than everyone saying, I repent of my sins. Have mercy on me, Lord. And that's what the season of Lent is. It's a time of incredible grace. But who will recognize it? Who will see the visitation that we have, the gift we have from God, that we are able to repent? And it'd be best for us to move our hearts, to rend our hearts, not our garments, by looking at Jesus on the cross, to keep our eyes on the crucifix, our crucified Lord, to say, Jesus, have mercy on me. It was I who crucified you. Let's pray today for that great miracle, that sign to appear in our own hearts and in our own lives today and every day of Lent, so that we may celebrate the joy of the risen Christ with full hearts. My brothers and sisters, let us repent and receive Jesus in this Holy Eucharist, who comes to feed those who truly turn from their sins. He comes to us now.